Broadway Bank, in partnership with the San Antonio Food Bank, have started their Summer Snacks for Kids campaign, providing children in low-income households with nutritious food that they lose access to during the summer. All donations go directly toward buying nutritious snacks for kids in need. Details are at broadway.bank/snacks.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Texas Public Radio and the San Antonio Report are combining operations. That's beginning on July 1st, creating what leaders say will be the largest nonprofit newsroom in San Antonio history. The two organizations announced the move as local journalism is facing financial pressure, shrinking newsroom staffs, major changes in how audience get news, how they want news. Under the plan, the San Antonio Report's assets will be donated to Texas Public Radio, while both organizations are going to continue to publish on their separate websites and platforms for now. TPR and San Antonio Report leaders say the goal is to share resources, expand coverage, and reach more people across the San Antonio region. And to tell us more, we're joined by those leaders in both newsrooms, Ashley Alvarado, the president and CEO of Texas Public Radio, and Lee Munsell, the editor-in-chief of the San Antonio Report. And great to have you both in studio.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to be here.
And we're taking calls from listeners and our community members. You know, this is community public radio and community journalism, digital journalism. So we want to hear from the community, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. What questions and comments do you have about the news that San Antonio Report and Texas Public Radio are combining operations? And Ashley Alvarado, tell us why this is happening and why should we all be happy?
Well, I think if you follow what's happening in journalism, we have the opportunity to decide whether we want to manage decline, to think about how we sort of get into a defensive posture following the loss of federal funding, looking at, you know, what we're able to do or not do and to make hard choices, or we can make the really ambitious decision to join forces and to think about how we can be stronger together. And so with that, we are, you know, we are combining organizations. We're looking at how we're sharing those administrative costs, how we're coming into a building together, and how we're being stronger together. So it's an opportunity for us to look at having an exciting moment and doing more for San Antonio, more for the community. We have pointed to quite a few times the fact that nationally, 20 years ago, there were 40 journalists per 100,000 people. That's dropped nationally now to 8 journalists per 100,000 people, but only 3.6 in Bexar County. And when you look at large population counties, that actually ranks us 5th worst in the country. And that's unacceptable, especially when there's so much happening here that warrants coverage and community members needing that journalism.
And Lee, from the San Antonio Report point of view, a website, digital journalism, what does it mean to be combining with Texas Public Radio?
Well, like Ashley said, it really is about the mission of reaching people in San Antonio, Bexar County, and regionally, which you all do so well with great local news coverage. We have a small team at the San Antonio Report, but a mighty team. We produce incredible local news coverage, but we're just so excited about the complementary missions of Texas Public Radio and San Antonio Report and bringing them under one literal roof, but also a metaphorical roof in terms of maximizing the great work that we both do and reaching more San Antonians and beyond with it.
Let's go ahead and take a caller. And the number is 833-877-8255 if you want to call in, get your reaction to this news. Henrietta is on the phone. And Henrietta, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. The thing is, NPR educates me every day. And I love NPR because it also gives me a voice. But the most important thing is in joining forces together, better truth, better educated community.
All right, Henrietta, thank you for the call and for those comments. And Ashley, do you want to react to that?
I mean, I absolutely agree. And right now, once we've made the announcement, we're really looking at everything we do in that combination. And it's looking at the tools we use to build the website, the ways in which we're communicating with our members, all of those resources so that we can have a smooth transition. And then coming out of it, how we're two organizations that have had good last years, but that were more stable, more sustainable together and able to do what Henrietta is talking about as far as educating, serving community members. We have two really great event portfolios, and we have some really great event spaces here at the TPR headquarters. So in that way, also looking at how we can engage with our community members more often.
So to bounce off that, Lee, San Antonio Report is in a position of strength. Your newsroom is fine. I see it as a superhero team up, like Batman and Superman coming together to take on a big foe and trying to protect journalism. And so this is like a team up of strength.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Ashley said, we didn't have to do this. It was an opportunity. And we've seen community support for it. Your caller just pointed out just how much community service these two organizations provide. But $1.4 million in local support. People believe in the idea of more accessible local news. We're nonprofits. We don't have paywalls. Our coverage is accessible to the community in a way that truly is community service and needs and requires community support.
I really like to stress the part that it's not a paywall. Mm-hmm. In times like now, when people are financially stressed, that they need information and they need it now, and many of them don't have the resources, the abundance to pay for it, but they can contribute to public radio and to San Antonio Report, public digital journalism, and being able to provide it for the entire community. So, but Ashley, you described this as a growth strategy. So what does that look like? What kind of growth are we looking for here?
So the first thing is when we are officially combined on July 1st, we're going to have 31 journalism positions across the two newsrooms. And neither one of us has, to my knowledge, ever had numbers like that. So there's an opportunity to go deeper with the journalism. We're also working on some national fundraising to think about the kinds of positions that we need to have to serve audiences where they are. Both organizations know that we could be doing a lot more on digital. And when we did research ahead of this announcement, one of the things that we found is that the vast majority of San Antonio residents are going to YouTube, if not daily, every week for news. Well, we want to have a stronger presence there, thinking about how we're even more strategic and agile on newsletters where there's huge growth opportunities there. So really looking at how we amplify the incredible journalism that's already happening and then through that develop more revenue opportunities to keep the news going and growing.
Right, and the source is on YouTube.
Yes.
You know, not video-wise. The audio is there, but we're working on that to fix that. Let's go ahead and take another caller. Let's go to Nancy, and let's get Nancy lit up. And here we go, Nancy, you're on the air.
Okay, hi, thank you. I'm excited to hear this and been wondering, because I'm a supporter of both your organizations and a PR person, I need to know how this will affect the news hole on TPR, if you'll have expanded time for live programming, and then also if the San Antonio Report's website will go away or if TPRs will increase.
That's a good question, Nancy. So, Lee, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, first, Nancy, thank you for your support of both of our organizations. One of the things that we've said a lot is that the journalism you love goes nowhere. We're going to increase coverage, so you can still listen to all the shows you love at Texas Public Radio, see their coverage online, sign up for newsletters, all of those production methods, the ways that we reach the audience will remain. And like Ashley said, we've done research about, you know, what combining down the line looks like. I think what you may see sooner than later is more cross-promotion or for cross-publication across multiple platforms of the great work that our journalists in both newsrooms are doing. And I think down the line, there's tons more opportunity to have more of the coverage you love, not less. But we also are not in a hurry to make decisions like what that specifically looks like. We want to hear from the community and members especially. We will be in very close contact with you all about what this means, when it means it, and get your feedback and input all the way through.
And do you want to add to that, Ashley?
Sure. I mean, I think there are a few things. One is that, again, as Lee said, the newsrooms will continue to operate independently with one key exception, and that is that Lee is moving into Senior Vice President of News and Editor-in-Chief across both. And so that way we'll be able to have the deep coordination, the consistency, and continue to build for both newsrooms on the quality reputations that they've had. And then the other part is I'm really fortunate to have come from an organization that did go through a shift of being strictly a public radio station to having a stronger digital presence and then doing some outward-facing rebranding. And that was a 5-year process. I'm not saying it's going to be a 5-year process here, but we learned through that just the importance of continuing to go to the audience, to go to community, to research, and to make data-informed decisions. And so we'll bring that here too.
All right. We're getting ready to take a break here, and we do want to hear from our listeners. We're going to get Washington and Martin on the air with their questions when we come back. You can call in at 833-877-8255. We're talking about how the Texas Public Radio Newsroom and the San Antonio Report Newsroom, they were combining operations, and that is going to be creating the largest nonprofit newsroom in San Antonio history. And this is a way to make the newsroom more sustainable, more robust, be able to fight whatever financial ups and downs are coming in the future. If we want to hear your take on this exciting development, give us a call, 833-877-8255. The source continues after a 1-minute break.
Support for the Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at uthealthsa.org.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. We're hearing about how Texas Public Radio and the San Antonio Report are combining operations, creating the largest nonprofit newsroom in San Antonio history, and we're finding about what does that mean, particularly for you as a news consumer. Or I'm interested in what does it mean, because I am a contributor to both. I give to Texas Public Radio. I donate to the San Antonio Report. What does that mean from the point of view of someone who is a contributor, Ashley?
Right now, it means that everything is staying the same. And once we're actually able to have everything under one roof, we'll do a deeper evaluation of the different systems that are supporting the membership programs, the contributor programs. But we will, as Lee had said, stay in constant communication with members, with audience members, so that you know what's changing. But part of that is just work that has to be done as we come together.
So when do we get a T-shirt that says Texas Public Radio and San Antonio Report? Or
We absolutely have to look at swag and merch, and I'm very excited about that opportunity.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Let's go to Washington on the phones. Washington, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Ashley.
Hi.
Very excited about what you're doing, and the main reason is because you guys are putting quality and the benefit for the people of San Antonio ahead of all the decisions that you're doing. I love to hear that you are not compromising quality, and for that you guys decide to do all this extra mile to combine the organization. So I'm so excited to learn more about what is going to be happening in the future. I just want to say congratulations. I know all the hard work that you all do, so I'm very excited about this opportunity.
Washington is on our community advisory board.
Oh, okay.
And so somebody who has absolutely weighed in on content decisions, programming decisions over the year, regular consumer of the newsletters. And so, Washington, I don't take for granted anything you're saying because I know you really know the products and what you're talking about. Thank you.
One of the things I'm hearing in the newsroom about this coming together is that there's a lot we can learn from the San Antonio report. You know, you guys are so good on digital, newsletter, other things that y'all do. Or it's like, we want to learn how to do that. Or we want those strengths to come into our newsroom as well. And that's something I think will benefit the entire, news ecosystem of San Antonio. That will change. Lee, what were your thoughts about that?
Yeah, well, and I would say vice versa, right? Collective memory as a newsroom is one of the biggest strengths of an organization, and previous coverage, history in this community. Texas Public Radio has all of that in spades. You all have done so much great work for so long, and we're thrilled to learn from you. I think there's going to be a lot of great opportunities. I was just kind of touring through the floor and chatting with people, and there's going to be so many chances that, you two should talk. You have all these things in common that you've been reporting on or thinking about, and just having, more great journalism minds in one space trying to do the best they can for San Antonio, I think is a real force multiplier.
Right. And so, Ashley, talk about what this means for our education desk.
I mean, I think we're about to have the most impressive education desk in the state of California. That was a year and a half ago in the state of Texas. And so to think about the work that the San Antonio Report has been doing, to think about the incredible work that Camille Phillips has been leading here, and the fact that we're also hiring right now an early childhood education reporter position, so that we are there from zero through college, thinking about how we're educating the next generation of leaders in San Antonio, what the opportunities are, what the misfires are, and how that informs the workforce and beyond. So there's a lot to be really excited about.
I was just going to add in on that. Keep in mind, that's against the backdrop of education coverage nationally going away, mm-hmm. or getting lesser. And so this is a way to increase coverage, not reduce it.
Let's go to Martin on the phones. And Martin, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say I'm really pleased to hear about this joint venture that you are undertaking here. And this is actually honestly my first time hearing about the SA report, so I'll definitely look into that more. But I was curious that, I know money is like an important part of what you do with donations and whatnot there. And in times like these, it can be hard for people to find the extra cash to donate to this. But in lieu of that, what other ways can we as a community and listeners kind of help your programs be as successful as they can be?
Well, one thing I'd say is just spread the word. Mm-hmm. If you cocktail conversation about something amazing that you read on the San Antonio report. And, I think that's, one way to just kind of increase our social currency. Ashley?
I mean, I think there are a bunch of different ways, whether it's attending the live events that we've already been producing in collaboration, and we have many more coming, thinking about how you can amplify the journalism that you love, whether it's TPR.org or SanAntonioReport.org. We're in a moment in which the platforms are not prioritizing news, so you can be a partner in supporting it that way. But to Dave's point, just really spreading the word about this.
Also, click on the newsletter.
Yes, click. We love a higher click-through rate. Yeah.
So when you get, we need to put some promos out there to tell people to click on the newsletter. The newsletter is really awesome. It's a summary of things that we've been working on. And so I think a lot of people, it's just people aren't looking for it. It's going to their junk files. So you need to pull it out of the junk files and click on it every day.
And we're going to have, not to interrupt you, but between the two newsrooms, just a great diversity of newsletters for people to stay informed.
So there's a lot of energy trying to figure out how to bring news to where people are. Okay, maybe people don't want to listen to the radio or they don't want to go to the website. How do we create a news product of the future? I know that a lot of people are thinking about this. NPR is looking at this. How does that work?
I mean, I think on the NPR front, what you're seeing a lot of work right now is the focus on digital and thinking about how they're doing more with vertical video, how they're being, how they're just being present, also making sure that we're taking advantage of every sort of on-demand audio option. For us with this combined organization, I continue to believe that events are a hugely important part, because you can have that moment of saying, I can't take another news story. This news cycle is too hard. but boy, I'd love to go to a storytelling series. And in having that moment and developing community, you're also developing an awareness of a news org that is giving you an accurate reflection of the community, not just a download of the worst things that are happening in the world.
One of the great things about the San Antonio Report is that y'all have deliberately developed an identity that you want to reflect San Antonio in your product. And you have a lot of features and give the community opportunities to talk about their favorite things about San Antonio. So talk about why that's so effective and how can we do that over here?
Yeah, well, I think you're referring to Where I Live, which is a weekly series we do every weekend where a community member writes about what they love about their neighborhood. It's a great example of what you can continue to build enthusiasm about, you know, living here and the restaurants, the businesses that you interact with, why your neighbors should know about those. Again, community news should be very neighborly. There's lots of opportunities to continue to build that sort of coverage. And keep in mind, our websites have tons of information on them and on air as well. And not everything is for everybody. And so a story about what's happening in Northeast ISD today, there's an audience for that. But not everyone's going to want that story. They may want to read about a neighborhood. Or we have a culinary features reporter. We write about the people behind restaurants, not necessarily this restaurant is opening in this community. Continue to expand those stories that people enjoy reading, as well as the local news coverage they absolutely need about what's happening at City Hall, et cetera. Again, more options on the menu for readers, I think,
right,
is always a good thing.
San Antonio Report would be described as hyper-local, mm-hmm. but Texas Public Radio, I mean, we're Texas Public Radio. We do statewide, regional, not just San Antonio, awesome, sometimes national, sometimes international reporting that we're having here. So these two things actually can fit together and coexist?
They're absolutely complementary. And when you're looking at what has to go into broadcast, broad is really important. You need to have wide appeal. But when you're thinking about how a website really thrives, it's on the specific content, the niche content, being really hyper-local. And so we're able to pull all of those together through this unification.
Where do you think we'll be in a few years on this venture?
I mean, I think we're headed toward being an anytime, anywhere media news product for San Antonio. And my hope is that people just continue to see themselves reflected more and more in the relevant content that's being provided to them.
This is setting a model for a national, because this is happening in cities all over the U.S.
It's happening. So consolidation is happening in cities across the United States. This kind of opportunity is not happening quite as much. And so, again, this is not about how do we survive. It's about how do we come together to thrive.
But when we're seeing commercial consolidation,
yes.
with TV, massive newspapers, where they're trying to actually move away from hyper-local and very personal news, do you think that that's really where we can thrive in providing personal news content, news-adjacent information that's entertaining and informative? Is that the future?
Absolutely. And again, with the other consolidation you're talking about smaller teams, and we're talking about bigger ambitions.
All right. Well, something to look forward to. We're excited about this, and this is something that I think is going to change the game in journalism in San Antonio. Ashley Alvarado, President, CEO of Texas Public Radio. Lee Munsell, the Editor-in-Chief of the San Antonio Report. Thank you so much for coming in the studio. And we look forward to seeing what happens. It's going to be cool.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
And that's it for The Source. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies. Tim Gutierrez is the show's producer. Additional production support from Steve Short, Ruben Garcia, Yvette Benavides, and Dan Katz, Vice President of News. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation. Support for this podcast of The Source comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' compensation provider committed to rewarding policyholders who keep their workers safe and losses low. More at texasmutual.com/TXM Advantage. Texas Mutual. Texans get it.